is Fresh Air. Later in the show, a talk with trumpeter Don Cherry. CBS Records, which is now owned by Sony, has just dipped into its catalog of classical recordings from the 1950s, 60s, and 70s, and released an extended selection in its budget-priced Masterworks Portrait Series. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz says that he's been waiting for years to hear at least one of these recordings again.
Schubert's String Quintet in C is his last masterpiece, his greatest work of chamber music. It was written barely 2 months before he died at the age of 31. Its sumptuous melodies and passionate intensity make it one of the most gratifying pieces of music to play. Schubert himself probably never heard it performed, and now it's as if musicians are playing it for him. The greatest performance I know of the String Quintet was recorded at the Prague Festival in 1952. Prague is a little French village near the Spanish border where, after the Spanish Civil War, the great cellist Pablo Casals vowed to remain in self-imposed exile and musical silence until Franco was defeated. Violinist Alexander Schneider suggested that if Casals wouldn't leave Prague, the music world should come to him. Schneider gathered some pretty great musicians, and Casals agreed to participate in a festival. Casals is clearly the spiritual center of this performance. Listen to the calm and delicacy of the heartbreakingly beautiful melody introduced by the two cellos in the first movement. It's actually played a little faster and lighter than you'd expect, less intense, but much more spontaneous. It's Schubert singing quietly to us from beyond the grave, as if he was sure that's what his music would eventually do. Two violinists on this recording are Schneider and Isaac Stern. Milton Kadams is the violist, and the two cellists are Casals and Paul Tortelier. Schubert scored the quintet for one viola and two cellos instead of the more usual other way around. The calm adagio is one of Schubert's most uncanny inspirations. The pizzicato cello, as in a serenade, makes the elegy also a kind of love song. One of the things I love most about this performance is what makes it less than fashionable. This is not a smooth, impeccable blend manufactured in the control booth. It's got the rough edges of a group of friends getting together to play music they love in a room, a chamber of one of their own homes. Listen to this uninhibited passage from the scherzo. ¶¶ sound quality is that of good but not great 1950s monaural LPs. The digital remastering for the new compact disc doesn't change that quality. The great thing is that it's available again after decades of absence. The Masterworks Portrait Series also includes Casals in the Brahms Sextet, the wonderful Schumann First Trio with Alexander Schneider and Mstislav Horzowski, and in three tremendous Beethoven sonatas with Rudolf Serkin. Casals also played in Schubert's two magnificent trios, and these desperately need to be reissued. Unfortunately, these Masterworks portraits are a limited imported edition. But if they spark enough interest, maybe Sony will return to the CBS vaults and begin to dispense more of these lost treasures.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed a reissue of Pablo Casals and Friends playing Schubert's String Quintet in C. This is Fresh Air.